The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Can one ever forget the pictures of Saddam Hussein flashed on TV screens, being pulled out of the earthen hole, looking like a cornered, scared rat, the once leader of Iraq, reduced to filthy, tattered clothes and dirty, long, stringy hair and beard? Our humane military pulled him out, gave him a bath and shampoo and a warm cell. They should have washed his tattered clothes and put them back on and not touched his long hairdo. Instead, he was given a stylish haircut, trimmed beard, and a designer suit to wear. Big, big mistake, because Saddam looked in the mirror. And then he lost his fear and humility and decided that he's still the leader of Iraq and started throwing his weight around. If he received special privileges also while languishing in jail, like a TV, that would have been another big, big mistake. When will we ever learn that animals like Saddam Hussein do not respond well to kindness, which they see as weakness? They respond to chopped-off hands and tongues. What a shame that we are too civilized to have Saddam experience what he did to so many of his people for minor infractions. Now both Saddam Hussein and Zacharias Moussaoui, the terrorists, are making mockeries of their trials. Both should be put into solitary confinement, then put to death for their crimes. But that won't happen easily because our side is calling the shots. Their trials will go on and on, just so the world will see how fair and foolish we are. It's all an exercise in futility because our country is too worried about our world image, and that won't change. By generously helping and defending needy countries, we've made those recipients feel indebted, so they dislike us. That's another ironic flaw of human nature. No one likes to feel indebted, so it's easier to find reasons to criticize and dislike. So, what's the answer? I don't know if there is an answer. Nevertheless, the U.S. will continue to help those in need and hope for goodness and fairness to prevail in the world, and that is very good. And I'm glad to be an American. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.